Guten Tag.
Hello, Tethra. This is Modulus speaking.
Hello, Modulus.
So, what can you tell us about yourself?
Not a great deal to tell. I study social science. I'm going to do law and economics next year, and I hope to take over the world.
Well, that's
Jihadi does.
That's a small-scale plan, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, short term is pass exams, medium term is get degree, long term is world domination.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds like you have scope to grow.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
always be the biggest fish in the river.
Are you finishing your exam soon, or?
Yes. In the next 3 weeks, I believe. I
right.
Really check that, shouldn't I?
So, hopefully you get into uni and you begin studying law.
Yes.
Around September,
indeed.
October?
September, yes.
Right. So, how did you come to the politics channel?
Well, actually, it was sort of through you and Lucky and ITP.
Right.
That is how we know each other. And, after the ITP chat channel sort of ceased to exist in its old form with me, you, Jay Random, and the rest, we sort of went our separate ways, but I kept in contact with Lucky and periodically asked him how you were and asked him if there was any channels on Freenode that might be of interest, and he pointed me to politics.
Right, so I remember that Lucky would sometimes say that politics was a troll then. What do you think?
It's a good discussion appears to be in about a 50-50 ratio to trolling, I would say. We do have a lot of trolls, including myself, from time to time. but yeah, I wouldn't go so far as to say troll then. I've definitely been in worse channels. But at the same time, we do have, shall we say, repeat offenders.
Right. Right. Anyway, I think that things have improved significantly over time. So.
Yeah.
So what are your political convictions?
I'm tracing it back all the way to the beginnings of my politics. I went from communist to anarchist to liberal, and that's where I remain for the time being. In a strictly Anglo-centric sense, I'm a liberal democrat.
Mm-hmm.
In a sort of pan-European sense or internationalist sense, I'm just a pure old-school liberal, although not of the classic John Locke variety.
Right. So do you feel that the Liberal Democrats represent you fairly?
They represent me better than anybody else does in the UK, certainly. And,
right.
Whether or not they're simply the lesser of three evils is something that has played on my mind for... Well, since they entered government, really. Whether or not they represent me fairly, I would say yes, they represent me. They are representative of me, but they don't represent me, if that makes sense. As in, the broad thrust of my views are represented by the Liberal Democrats, but in specific places I would be forced to disagree with them.
Right. So what are your views about politics in the UK? What do you think is the biggest political shortcoming, let's say, in the UK?
Frequent flyers in politics may have noticed I get a lot of electoral reform rage, which, to be honest, I would say that is the most important issue for the UK, that alongside social mobility, you know, tuition fees and so on. It does seem a bit sort as stumbling over myself here. I apologize. Edit this bit out.
Don't worry.
I'd say the most important things in the UK are definitely at the moment tuition fees and the electoral system and, broadly speaking, constitutional reform. Without them, we seem to be kind of, well, we're electing governments that, according to the voting statistics, we don't actually want, which is a touch worrying for any democracy, really.
Indeed. How do you feel about the outcome of the electoral reform referendum? It is somewhat ironic, isn't it, that, democratically speaking, it doesn't look like people want that.
Yes, people have effectively voted against democracy in that referendum, which is never a good sign. But no, I think the outcome of the referendum was, well, it was picking between two, let's face it, piss poor choices. it was tabled in the House of Commons that other electoral systems should be included on the ballot as well. But unfortunately, our parliamentarians didn't seem to be terribly keen on that idea, as it might serve to undermine them. Single transferable vote was going to be on the referendum, but it was overturned by a majority of about 500, I think. The only people who showed any interest in it being subject to the referenda were the Liberal Democrats, again. And, yeah, it is slightly troubling because the outcome essentially led to us putting off any kind of electoral reform for another generation, if not more, which is never a terribly good thing.
Do you feel that there were a sufficient majority in Parliament, which of course right now is entirely science fiction, but if there were a sufficient majority in Parliament to take forward those reforms, they should be taken forward without a popular consultation, or do you think that people must be asked?
I think the people must be asked, yes. It would be pretty hypocritical to not give people a vote on a new electoral system and to call yourself a Liberal Democrat while neatly bypassing the democratic element of that ideology. I think some of the main problems were with the referendum that had just gone was that the No campaign, the people campaigning for First Past the Post, used some pretty filthy tactics. They out and out lied to begin with. The Electoral Commission apparently investigated that, but couldn't find any legal grounds to prosecute on, because it was supposed to be their interpretation of alternative vote rather than something which was clear-cut and a matter of fact.